Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of October 4th, 2010. And in UFO news, a report that the United Nations has appointed a Malaysian astrophysicist to be the Earth's contact person for extraterrestrial visitation has been confirmed as false. Aslan Othman, the person who aliens would be taken to when looking for the human leader, has flat out denied the story, and no one at the United Nations has any idea about the story. A batch of recent UFO reports shows some interesting similarities. On September 23rd, a witness in Ohio saw a multicolored egg-shaped UFO move along close to the ground. On September 25th, a pilot in southeast Texas saw multiple egg-shaped UFOs. Coincidence? On last Monday, September 27th, multiple U.S. Air Force officers gathered at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. to hold a press conference about their knowledge of UFOs. There were multiple testimonies surrounding many UFO sightings that were kept under wraps by the government, some for many decades. Interestingly, the press was very positive about the UFO conference, and as the news typically pokes fun at these stories, there was a general normal feel about the story. Could this be a tipping point for the media and how it handles UFO stories? Well, maybe, but we'll have to see what types of stories hit the airwaves. And in other news, the most Earth-like planet ever found was recently discovered, and is named Gliese 581g. The solar system it resides in holds six planets, which is the most discovered in any system other than our own. The system is about 20 light-years away from our own, and it is estimated that it would take 200 years to reach with our current technology. The most interesting piece of this story is that an astronomer who works with SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, received a strange signal from that area 2 years ago, when scientists only knew of planets that would most likely not be able to support life. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous newsfeed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. Well, last weekend I spent my time in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania for the inaugural Mysteries and Paranormal Convention. Guests included Lorraine Warren, John Sable, Eric Altman, and myself. And as I had to cut this Paranormal News Insider a few days early because of having to go to the conference, I'll fill you in on what happened in the next episode. And there aren't too many more events left for 2010. I'm going to start compiling my list for 2011, as I don't want to jump the gun because it seems like lately a lot of these events get canceled at the last minute, but I'll do what I can to start filling up the 2011 calendar. And as just a reminder, on October 28th, if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, I'll be appearing at the Westerville Public Library. Go to their website at www.wpl.lib.oh.us. Register. Got that? Alright, hope to see you there. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, just let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Ark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/Grand Ark Conspiracy and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fatemag.com/fateradio. You never know who might jump into the chat room. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.